for this human body, so that you have shelter, so that you have health, so that you have happiness, so that you have security. And if we go and see out in the shops, the marketplaces, bazaars, in our homes, everywhere, A to Z, everything is done for this body. Many doctors for our eyes, for our brains, for our hearts, for our lungs, everything. For all the doctors, everything is for this body. We can see whatever is being done, the shops are for our motor cars, garages, fairs, spare shops, what they want, for our houses, all the houses, hardware shops, and all the big firms who sell tires and who sell bricks, and all that is for our houses, for our garden, everything for this dunya, for this body. And this body, we can soak in. And it comes in an ICU, in a hospital. Then they put so many machines on this body. And they are being monitored by so many nurses and doctors. And everyone is watching their patient all the time, running quickly. If something is not right, they all get together quickly, have meetings, discuss what should we do. More machines are put, medicine, medication is changed, etc. But as soon as the blood goes out of the body, everything is to a dead end. All the plugs are pulled out, no more the nurses are working on him, his death certificate is written, he sent to the mortuary. So, with the thing that was keeping us alive, and the thing that is keeping the world alive, and for what everything is concerned, ask ourselves, is there one doctor for our room? And for the body, lot of doctors. What types of doctors? For our cars? What types of things there are for our houses, our cars, for everything. But the most important thing, the room for which all this is done, is there one hospital for them? Is there one doctor for them to see that our room is in order? And this is so important, our room must be in order. If our room, our soul, our nafs is not in order, then this very nafs, the eyes are out of control. You want to look, you really want to, you make yoga. I must only look at my wife. But you find yourself looking at other women all the time. Find yourself looking at the neighbor's wife. Find yourself looking at women on the street. You hate yourself for the anger. And how vulgar language you use. And what you speak when you are angry. You hate yourself for it. But your son is not under control. So this means repairs. This needs correction. Our nafs needs correction. If we don't do this, this son, how many people continuously on a daily basis with their anger, they give three talaqs to their wife. Now the whole neck is destroyed. They don't know where to turn, what to do. They didn't learn to control their anger. And then when the eyes are not under control, our thoughts are not under control. How many people write and say that we hate ourselves when our thoughts come to us? Not only about gunas and about other women or other gunas, etc. But thoughts about Allah, bad thoughts we get about Allah. Bad thoughts we get about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About Allah, about Akhirah. These are so dangerous things. So these things are the main things, and if this is in order, you have a hope and error in the world. Dunya will carry on. We are just worrying of comfort, ease, enjoyment of dunya. But this is the most important thing, to correct our nafs. That is the most important. One example with regards to that, if we, our whole life, we make amal, we do deeds, good deeds, namaz, roza, everything we do. But if we are doing it without iman, our iman is not correct. And today we have to be very, very concerned. For example, there are so many of our youngsters who are studying at schools and universities, and they are being taught Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was born from a monkey. And many of them are not only in doubt, but they are convinced that that is right. That man was born from a monkey, then our iman is no more there. We still carry on with namaz. You can wear amala, and you can wear kurta and jubba, but if your iman is not correct, what is left? Nothing is left. How many of our youngsters with secular and tertiary institutions, universities, schools, and now they are bringing this and teaching it at preschool, our small daughter, They have been taught of Darwin's theory of evolution that man was born from a monkey. Or the Big Bang theory that it isn't Allah who created the world because they don't believe in Allah. Be sure and understand this point that the education of the world, the education, Western what we call, which is actually secular education of the world, is not in the hand of any government. That education boards and all that are just puppets. It is in the hands of atheists. And they are, and by education, they are molding the people of the world. And our children who are going, they give you they just dangle the carrot in front of you. You become a doctor, you get a lot of money. You become an engineer, you get a lot of money. All these things. But actually, they are changing the whole concept of life. Those who don't go there through TV, TV is like we know. That today you got your laptop, you got your computer, on your phone what haven't you got? Why you need the TV? Well, they promote the TV in the whole world. The TV on the opposite side, to understand it, is like ta'aleem in the house. If a person makes ta'aleem in the house, reads from our kitabs, Fazail-e Amal, any other authentic kitab, and if nobody listens to that person, the father is reading, the mother is reading, the children are reading, but the effect of it is going in the whole house. That whole house, their minds are going to go in that direction. Just one short incident. One person was there at the Minister of Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very pious person, very conservative, being that type of person. His daughters came of age and they were very modern, right out of line. And they brought the TV. It was Qiyamah for him, TV in my house. He opposed it, they told him to get out of the house, his house. Okay? And not only you get out, but what our share comes from your money. You give us our share and you get out. The mother also signed it for him. He spoke to another sheikh, Rahmatullah Ali, told him, do nothing about it. Or tell him, 23 hours, 50 minutes, you do what you want. But 10 minutes we have time, because it's about 10 minutes we'll sit for Tali, and 23 hours, 50 hour minutes, he won't stop us, he won't tell us anything, we can do what we want to. Just get it on, not for more than 2 weeks. We came home, we saw they themselves put the TV out, and they broke it. So Tali has got effect. Great, our tilawata in our houses of Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah in our houses, dua we pray, even your own, but it's creating an environment now. Just like that, understand the TV, you know what many houses, TV is not nobody's body, nobody got time, but it's creating that negative environment of vice, of evil, of kufr, of shirk, it is creating. That is why they have organized it, and every person must have a TV in his house. And you put it on, whether you watch it or you don't watch it, but the TV must be there, and it must be on also. So this is, if we have ta'aleem in our houses. So anyway, if this, all the things that are doing with the schooling, with newspapers, with magazines, and how many of our good people feel we must read all novels, and we must know philosophies of the world. What's Harry Potter all about? What is this about? What is that about? We don't realize this is all poison for us. So in this way they are attacking us all the time. So if a person's iman is not correct, he makes namaz so bad. Or he hasn't got sincerity, or he doesn't know what is sincerity, ikhlas. Many of us, we think we know what it is. But what is ikhlas? Many of us feel ikhlas is nobody must know the good idea. Whereas ikhlas is, even like we all hear in public for Juma. So if ikhlas was that nobody must know you're good, you should make Juma at home. Then nobody knows you're making Juma. Ikhlas means to do solely for Allah. And there also is more detail. Anyway, we all will understand this. If a person does his whole life aman without ikhlas, without iman, all those aman are zero. And zero plus zero equals zero. Zero plus zero, 10 zeros, 100 zeros equals zero. But if you have one in front, your iman is like you believe in one Allah correctly. Your ikhlas is correct. Whatever you do, you're only doing it for Allah. Now our amal is still weak. One and a zero is 10. You add another zero, 100. that is 0,000, 10,000, 100,000, million. The value just increases. So this is what is that Islam. To bring that sincerity, to make sure our iman is correct. For that, inshallah, will be the society jalsa next weekend, and we all can understand the importance of it. Without Islam, if we can make Hajj every year, make Umrah every year, carry on with all our ibadah, but if our iman is not in order, our ikhlas is not in order, our eyes are not in order, how many people can live the whole life? If by the time you go in leaders who were muassis, who were imams, but their eyes looking at other women, at the time of mort, they died without iman. Somebody died like a Christian, somebody died like a Jew. And this we know, this guna is so common amongst us. In fact, we feel it's impossible, you can't do without looking at other women, or thinking and fantasizing about other women. This is also our wrong concept. If it was impossible, Allah shouldn't command us to do. So all this anger of ours, how many people outwardly, when we are in Jamaat, we come into Khalqa, oh, we are like Birik Sufis, so we are humble and kind. But the letters of the wives that come, how the husband treats them, how he, outside, he's a ustad in a madrasa, but at home is like a beast, like a devil. There's a devil that is out of control. How many of us are like that? So these things need to be relevant. If that woman who has that lady as an amanat in your house and you can't look after her, then what is your value? So for all this Islam is an effort, and everyone needs it, and we need it to tell our mom. So, and also, just one last point about this, Khaja Aziz bin Hasan Sahib Manzoor Rahmatullah was a very great political man in the British government when they were ruling India. He said when a person becomes bay'at, it means that the person who becomes bay'at, he is promising he is going to make his sister and is now choosing a doctor, spiritual doctor, to guide him to make his sister. And the doctor at that time promises that he will guide him. So this is what is bay'at, nothing else. That you want your Islam to be made and you are sincere about it. And who you are asking is not only for barakat or for anything else, but to help you. One other very important point presently has been brought to our notice. At the Nazareth Center, tomorrow there is a music carnival concert that's going on. And many, many of our youngsters have bought tickets for it, and they agreed. What prices for those tickets? So this music is a totally haram thing. Music is a, just to understand it logically, with music, you listen to music, your mindset changes. Just like the TV, like the schooling, like the novels, etc. Music changes your whole mind. And many of the musical songs that are written, if you have to read it in reverse, they are all devil's work, shaitan's work. And a lot of Satanism comes. Because of that, many of us, we got doubts in our iman. Our iman in Qabr Akhirat is extremely weak, and we have got wrong. Together with singing, then goes dancing also. Then a person wants to dance, and is dancing all the time to the tune of shaitan. Shaitan is now controlling that person. Together with this dancing then goes liquor, wine, alcohol also. Then, but who are you going to dance? You need a woman to dance with. So womanizing goes with it. And with that, it's not just now that it's fun and enjoyment, you are dancing and you are singing, you're having a party till the middle of the night and till the early hours of the morning. It comes with its baggage. Now problems at home, problems with your wife, problems in your finances, problems in your health. Now you fall prey to HIV, to AIDS, all the diseases of alcohol. So it's not just a matter of singing and just listening to music and a music concert. It's a whole long story. And it is a road of total destruction. And in the Hadith Sharif, in the Hadith, we have been prohibited from it very, very strongly. And it has been narrated so strongly. Al-Zina, Ruqiyatul Zina. That music is the stepping stone to adultery. A person then, his desires grow within him. many of us, they write our letters also, that we have strong temptation of committing adultery, zina. Our tabiat is just going. All this music that we are listening to, the food that we are eating, so it's a very, very dangerous thing. So, and many parents are not aware. They tell the children, we're just going out for the night, but they are going to this very, very evil place. So parents also take cognizance of this. And the youngsters, our young boys and young girls, who are so susceptible to all this evil, let them also think. And even if you have paid a ticket of 1,000 rand for this, if you cancel it and don't go, don't think your money is wasted. I promise you, Allah will give you reward more than the 1,000 rand you gave in the masjid or to a poor person. That you stayed away from this haram, your money is not gone wasted. Allah will give you that reward much more greater. Very, very fortunate are those young people who themselves, and they will encourage their friends, we not going. This is a total anti-Islamic, anti-deen thing, anti-religious thing, and it is a source of great destruction. And whether we lose our money, they don't refund, doesn't matter. But we are prepared to lose whatever, but we won't go to the haram place. May Allah give us all forgiveness and proper understanding, and let the parents realize their responsibility for looking after the young children also.